Today we have two incredible people. I know we always have Wanda Petty back here, and she has always been fantastic, doing great work out there for the women veterans and for all veterans in general. But Wanda Petty is a retired U.S. Army veteran and is also known as Sister Soldier, the president and CEO of She Vet Inspire. And she has with her a special guest, Sharon Fant, who is an RN holistic health advocate and diabetes consultant. The discussion is going to surround seven simple everyday health and wellness tips for women. So we are going to start this off. And welcome, Sister Soldier. And welcome to your special guest, Sharon.
Hey there. Welcome. Thank you for the invitation. It's good to be here today.
Oh, yeah. And so... It's Women's History Month, and there's a lot of celebrating the accomplishments of women in general, have been part of even the global positioning system that we base everything on was made by a mathematician who figured out the global structure. So many of the things that we use today were created actually by women. And what's also important is the health of women. And how can we... how can we inform women and have women focus on their well-being and caring for themselves, because they're such an integral part of our society, so many things that they do and are responsible for? So that question is for Sharon. So what do you think? Why is it so important for women to focus on their health?
Well, it's really important for women specifically to focus on our health, is because we're involved in all different types of things on an everyday basis. We are mothers, we're wives, mm-hmm. we work in the workforce, and we just have a lot of things on our plate. So self-care and taking care of ourselves in a healthy kind of way is going to be important to living a long life.
Okay, great. Because you are the founder of the Holistic Healing Circle, right? A community of individuals interested in bringing awareness to holistic, alternative, and natural methods, for the body to heal. And that's for the body, mind, and spirit. And I know you've authored two books as well. Your Doctor is Not the Boss of You, and Become a Diabetes Dominator Workbook. And why do you think it's so important for people to take healthcare into their hands and become more involved in their care?
I think it's important that people become more involved in their care. It's because, the world is changing, and all of us are not always in a position where we can actually go to a doctor, especially now during the pandemic. People have lost jobs. They don't have healthcare privileges. And so having an ability to go and do some research to find out how to improve your health is going to be important, not just for women, but for men as well. And we actually know our bodies better than anyone. We know our bodies better than the doctor. So our body actually speaks to us. And that's where the body, mind, and spirit comes in at it. We'll get more in tune to our bodies. We can hear what it is that our bodies need for treatment and for care. So it's very important to be our own boss when it comes to taking care of our health.
Right. So even in a relationship where you have someone that is taking care of you, a provider, an MD or an RN or, a nurse practitioner, it's important for you to be part of that story, right, and to, make sure you communicate what you feel is going on with your body. Because that sometimes that information actually leads to certain diagnostic testing. Imagine if you have a brain aneurysm like my niece recently did, having a severe headache, and making sure people pay attention to you when you go in for care is extremely important, because those diagnostic tests can lead you to find something that you would treat, right? And maybe
exactly.
Early on. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And, I used to be a home health nurse. I was a home health nurse for 17 years, and they would always complain that when they got to the doctor's office, they forgot what they wanted to tell him. So write it down. And then when you walk into the office, hand it to him. What questions that you may have, prepare to go to the doctor. Your doctor is important. So my book is not doctor bashing, but what my book is about is having a collaboration where the member or the patient and the doctor collaborate in the healing process and work together in figuring out what's really going on with the body and the mind. He usually doesn't enter into the world of spirit, but the doctor does look at the body and the mind and what's going on in our thinking.
Yeah, that's really interesting because when we go, if I have a problem with my car and I hear this funny sound or clicking or whatever, when I go into the, and I have one of these ancient cars, it's like a ultra classic that my wife wants me to get rid of. It's about 19 years old, Oldsmobile Bravada. And I think the company's not even around anymore. So it's an old car. But when something happens with it, I go into the mechanic and they always ask me, well, what sound are you hearing? How does it really feel? How do you drive in the car? So, really get more engaged even with our auto mechanics than we do with our doctors and healthcare providers, right?
I totally agree with you. Yeah, people do take better care of their cars, and sometimes their homes than they actually do themselves. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of information can you provide to, help them start practicing health and wellness in their regime? Because you just mentioned one thing about writing things down, making sure that you have some notations to take with you to your healthcare appointment. And so what other things should people be thinking about?
Well, it's all around us, but, one of the things that's top on my list is to be concerned about what we eat. We want to eat healthy, and there's commercials all around us, information all around us that tell us to eat healthy, but what does that really mean? To some people, eating healthy could mean eating the way they've always eaten because that's how their family ate. However, right now, in today's, economy and today's time, we actually should eat more vegetables. The people are eating processed foods, and if we can get away from processed foods, foods that are come in packages that have ingredients on the side, we should try to avoid those as much as possible and eat more natural foods, foods that did not come out of a box, foods that were grown, in nature. So those are the foods, eating healthy would be the top thing on my list.
This is music to my ears because, for the last 3 years I've been a vegan, but I was a vegetarian before that. And I started seeing all these studies coming out about, how detrimental some of the foods we're eating actually causes diseases, the diabetes, the high blood pressure, the heart attacks, and those kinds of things. So I am totally in agreement with what you're saying, and thank you for bringing that up. So, you're also an advocate for preventing type 2 diabetes since we're on this topic. So how can we avoid becoming diabetic, and what are the signs of being being diabetic?
Well, that goes back to what I, mentioned about the food. If we could cut out some of the processed foods, high starchy foods, high carbohydrate foods, if we can cut some of those out, it would help in preventing type 2 diabetes. I definitely work with type 2 diabetes more than type 1. There are actually three different types of diabetes. It's type 1, which usually seen in children and teenagers, type 2, primarily seen in adults, and then type 3 is the gestational diabetes that are seen mostly in women who are pregnant. And that type of diabetes actually goes away when the child is delivered in most circumstances. So to prevent, so to add to that, I think you asked me what were the signs of diabetes. Some of the common signs are increased thirst, increased hunger. We have an increase of urination. And oddly enough, a lot of people lose weight for no reason. So sometimes when they see themselves losing weight, they see it as a good thing. But that could be a significant enough weight loss that you may need to go to the doctor and be checked. But one of the medical things that people can do to determine if they have diabetes is to go to their doctor and ask for what's called an A1C test. And this test will give them the results of what your blood sugars have been running for the last 3 months. And that is, they can use the results to determine whether you are truly diabetic, whether you're pre-diabetic, or whether it's all normal.
Okay, fantastic. So there is a way of telling that, and people can just go and get a blood test and figure out whether They are on the brink of getting diabetes, or they've been actually dealing with it for a while but haven't really known that that was going on. Yeah, so that's fantastic. So, you know, because also there are alternative ways to decrease symptoms and avoid developing type 1 diabetic diabetes while taking prescribed medication. So what are some of the other interventions that are out there that people are trying to use to, you know, work with diabetes?
Well, some of the same things that we recommend today for women, just some simple everyday things that can prevent people from getting type 2 diabetes would be to exercise, you know, get at least 30 minutes worth of exercise per day, daily if possible. And that could be just something as simple as walking. Drink plenty of water, stay hydrated, get sleep, because statistics have found that people who don't sleep well have a higher incidence of getting diabetes, believe it or not. And also avoiding sugar. Now, again, this can be for anybody, not just people who think that they may be diabetic. Avoiding sugar is very important to all of us, because sugar can cause an increase in intake of sugar can actually not only cause diabetes, but also heart disease. And then number six on my list is to manage stress. Mm-hmm. You know, because when we're highly stressed, it can lead us into all different types of, you know, disease issues, you know, complications and things like that in our health. And then lastly, we want to look at our mental health. You know, how are we thinking? You know, are we balanced in our mental health? Because, you know, I have like multiple hats that I wear, and so I have to keep a balance. And having good mental health, you know, freedom from depression. Now, we all get, you know, stressed at times, but we have to take a break. So making sure that we have a balance, you know, of times where we're working hard, but then we also have some downtime. Maybe we'll take 24 hours, you know, every now and then just to do nothing, you know, get away from TV, get away from, you know, the internet, get away from, you know, all the social media platforms. So So those are some things that would be good for not only type 2 diabetes, but women in general and men in general.
Yeah, those are some words of wisdom there, because I think we spend too much time in front of that tube. And that really is really a detriment, because they're actually considering, being a couch potato and sitting in front of a television screen, they're equivalent, you know, making it equivalent to smoking cigarettes. I mean, as far as in a health effect. And we know that takes you down a real bad path if you're smoking cigarettes. And so the really devastating health impacts. So what kind of, where would you direct people? I mean, if they want to find out more about diabetes, is there a website? Or do you have any,
Well, I do have a website that is specifically for people who are interested in finding out more about the diabetes program that I have.
Okay.
And it is DominatingDiabetesMadeEasy.com. DominatingDiabetesMadeEasy.com. And when they go on there, they can see some of the programs that we offer. And they can also, you know, become a part of our diabetes advocacy group as well. Even for those who don't have diabetes, or maybe some people in their family may have diabetes, they can be a part of that advocacy group as well.
Oh, fantastic.
So, and I also have a website, SharonFant.com, if they want to know more about the holistic healing programs that we have.
Oh, fantastic. And, you know, I from earlier conversation, I know Sister Soldier had, you know, a question that she was asking before. And Sister Soldier, you know, because you were asking something about people who live a busy life and that kind of thing. What you can ask that question.
Yeah. So the question is, you know, for people like me, Sharon, I think you addressed it in reference to people who are caregivers themselves. We get so caught up in caring for our loved ones, our children, our families, and not paying attention to our health. So I love the idea that you're saying to watch what we're eating, no processed foods, and the exercise. Is there any other suggestions that you would suggest for someone with a really busy life, especially with COVID? We're really trying to balance everything.
Well, definitely, you want to look at ways that you can decrease stress. I mentioned earlier if I didn't, I want to say that I spent 17 years as a home health visiting nurse. And during that time, I came in contact with a lot of people who were the caregiver, the primary caregiver for either their husband or their wife or some family member, and they rarely took time out. So when people offer you to give you a break, I would say take it, even if it's just for 1 hour where you can, you know, go somewhere to a park or something like that, and believe that those people will take care of your loved one in a good way and in a loving way. So one of the things that, you know, that I've noticed in people who are caregivers, they try to be the hero. Many times as a visiting nurse, I have actually experienced where the caregiver died before the patient.
Oh, boy.
And that was because they did not take time out, take breaks when people offered it, you know, just get some respite, just have time for themselves to take care of themselves. So, you know, take some time out, even though you are the primary caregiver, let someone help you. That's my advice.
That's so
thank
wise.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, we talk about caregivers sometimes about, you know, their lack of support and how that actually impacts their physical health and mental health and, you know, spiritual health even. And especially now, you know, with this COVID thing going on, I lost a father-in-law. My wife lost about 17 of her friends up to this point, you know, from high school, business associates and that kind of thing to this disease. And that is really debilitating on people, when they're dealing with that. And plus people have regular, medical conditions that are going on all the time that they have to take care of and go into a healthcare system and worry about, you know, this virus. So I push for everyone to get vaccinated, to get, you know, make sure you protect yourself and try to get out there for that. But, we have about a minute to go. Sharon, can you summarize what do you think it is that we, that women need to listen to and focus on to really get energized about getting their health taken care of? Because they are a cornerstone of our society and their family. And without them, they can actually, not taking care of them and, dying prematurely, especially in the community of color, African-American men and women, we die earlier. And, you know, we lose out on our Social Security and for, you know, future earnings and you just name it, pensions, right? So why is it so important, especially for our women to take care of themselves?
Well, just for, piggyback on what you just said, for the very reason that you just said, we want to live a long life. We want to be here for our grandchildren, our great nieces and great nephews, if we don't have children of our own. We definitely want to be here. So I recommend that women specifically take good care of themselves and do it without shame, without, blaming yourself for anything. It is okay. You know, just tell yourself it's okay to take a break.
Okay.
It is okay. And that is what I would leave to them.
Okay, great.
You have permission to take care of yourself.
Well, so thank you so much, Sharon Fant, and, of course, Wanda Petty, our Sister Soldier partner, Sister Soldier President, CEO of She Vet Inspire. But we're going to move on. We have another show coming up, and we want everyone to stay with us, but we have got to have you all back. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.